Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now for something completely different to a sailing enthusiast, but he's much more than that. The Commodore of the Irish Cruising Association got in touch to share a very interesting event happening tomorrow. Hello, John Murphy.
Hi, good morning, Brendan.
How are you?
I'm good. Tomorrow, hopefully the weather's good, and we'll have a lot of people on along the River Liffey tomorrow.
Okay, so I am a resident. I live on Usher's Quay. So what's happening on the River Liffey tomorrow?
Okay, well, this time of the year, every year, we take our members and we get the three bridges to open.
Oh.
And we sail all the way up to Matt Talbot Bridge, turn around, and we tie up for the night up to the three arenas. So it'll be a sort of a colourful event, flags flying, and about 45 boats. So you should see us.
Oh, I'm definitely come down for a look, and I hope the weather's good. So, like, town's going to be absolutely bedlam tomorrow, obviously. There's loads on. So tell me, you've got about, you say, 45 boats. What kind of boats?
Okay, they're all shapes and sizes, from small family cruises to mid-sized family cruising boats, to boats from 1902, the Dublin Bay 21s, all the way up to a Brixham trawler, which is 108 feet long, which is a sail training boat. So it's worth coming along to have a look at that. And it's unusual also to see the three bridges open.
Well, now that's the thing as a dub that's really fascinating me. Now, I'm dying to see the boats and I love coming down towards that end of the river to have a look. And this will be, you're right, it's going to be like an absolute spectacle of all these boats, nearly 50 boats. But the three bridges are opening. So give me the breakdown of how that's going to work. From which bridge to which bridge?
Oh, I knew you'd ask me that, so I took a note of it right
now. Well, it's so okay, I have notes here, so I'll help you out. Go on.
It's all right. We go to the East Link Bridge, which is the Tom Clark Bridge, at 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Right.
And that'll open briefly to get all the boats through quickly. Next, we go to the Samuel Beckett Bridge, and after that, the Sean O'Casey, which will be open as well. And that takes us all the way up to the Matt Talbot Memorial Bridge, which is quite a long distance to be able to string our boats out along the quay to watch it, right?
Yeah.
And quite often we get lots of people standing along the quay watching. And we go around that about three times, then we all tie up. And it's not the tall ships, it might be the small ships, but it looks good.
And the Rosie Hackett Bridge, is that did you call that a different name there?
The the East Link is called the Tom Clark, right?
Okay.
So and then the Samuel Beckett is the one like a harp. You know that one?
Yes, I know that one. And then the next one is the pedestrian one.
And then the Casey is the other one that opens sideways.
It opens sideways. Okay, I've never seen that one open. So that's the one I want to see.
Well, exactly. That's the reason to come and have a look at it.
Oh,
right?
I'm totally coming down. I'll come down and shout at you. I'll say, hi, remember me. Tell me this. It's very rare that these three bridges open at the same time and the same day, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's a great resource we have there on the river. And I suppose you get more use from it. Having the pontoon there is very good. But there's rowing clubs. There's the pool bag, yacht and boat club, sailing. There's a lot of people use the river. And I don't think that's known.
Do you know what, actually? You're dead right. And I was just saying to the guys upstairs earlier on, just coming out of COVID and we were restricted for things to do, we went kayaking up the Liffey one day. And coming under the bridges and seeing the city from the water is actually fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just amazing. And I think it's got great potential for development. And hopefully each year we're going to try and make this a bigger event. This year with 45 boats is quite big.
Yeah, it is quite big as well. So just remind us what time it's starting at again.
So you got to see us open the bridge at the East Link at 2 p.m, right? And that will close fairly quickly to stop, you know, to not prevent traffic problems. And then you'll see us there for about an hour going up and down.
Now, here's a sort of a geographical question for you. And one that I only learned when I went up the river in a kayak, which sounds like a euphemism, but it's not. It's tidal. So that river is tidal. So it's very much depends on where the tide is. So you're obviously timing it with the tide. Is it dangerous going up the bridges? Tell me about how the tide works in there. And explain that to people who don't know that the Liffey is actually tidal, will you?
It is tidal. It's not too bad because it's dredged all the way up and we follow the channel very carefully. So the tide is, it more helps us or hinders us, but that's about it. It's deep enough, right? And tomorrow actually it's good timing as well, so it'll be slack.
It'll be slack. How many people are you expecting? If the weather's good now and we were checking out, you can never really rely on the weather, really, but we're fingers crossed.
Well, we have about 140 of our members and friends coming along. But, you know, you get an equal number or more along the quay watching what's going on, right? And particularly having the two ships from the Atlantic Youth Trust, they'll be worth looking at. They're quite large. So it's They're not the very large ones, but it's worth seeing.
And you are the Commandant of the Irish Cruising Association, which I'm ashamed to say I've never heard of. What is that association, and is it a family organisation? Is it just for tell me about it. You can do the Sailing Scouts, or what does it do?
It's the Cruising Association of Ireland, and it's a family. It's to help people get more use from their small boats and medium-sized boats. We organise cruises in company. We do some training. We help people out. And we also have a lot of camaraderie, you know, in these events. So it's a get-together organisation to help people make more use of their sailing boats.
And it's part of the Atlantic Youth Development, which I actually love the sound of. I'm pretty I've missed out on that. What's that?
Okay, that's a separate organisation. If you remember the Asgard way back in the 70s and 80s, the Atlantic Youth Trust comes from there, and it's an organisation to help young people get adventure from the sea and actually learn a lot about themselves. It's a sail training organisation.
Listen, that's absolutely amazing. So just remind people again what time you're setting off at from tomorrow.
Okay, so the bridge opens at 2 p.m. and for about an hour or so you'll see us parading up and down. But we're going to be there for the weekend as well, so the boats will all be there with their flags flying. So it's worth looking at, popping down to see us.
And if anybody wants to find out more about the Irish Cruising Association, tell me how they can find out more information from you.
Yeah, we have a website, cruising.ie. Couldn't be better.
It couldn't be better. I am going to pop down there tomorrow. You might let me jump on board, will you?
Well, I tell you, you can come down and see one of our large ships and one of our small ships. So you're very welcome. You have my number there.
I will. You'll be sorry you gave me your number now. I'll be coming down there in my little sailor's outfit. But listen, I wish you the very best of luck, John. And thank you so much for taking our call. And have a lovely weekend. And best of luck on the Liffey tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Brendan. And by the way, we have a new word for busy from your earlier piece. It's frantic today, getting organised.
I bet you it's frantic. I need a new word for busy.